Ionized Yeast presents Lights Out. Everybody. Lights Out brings you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now.
This is Arch Obler. Someone asked me what's the most frightening thing in the world. My answer was, the familiar. A common everyday thing which suddenly is no longer commonplace. A shutter banging on a windy night when you're all alone. Or your house cat suddenly walking up to you and looking at you with eyes full of nameless cruelty. Yes, the most frightening thing in the world is the familiar suddenly unfamiliar. And that's what our story tonight is about. After a few words from Mr. Martin.
I want you folks to know why ionized yeast has been so amazingly helpful to people who, simply from lack of enough vitamin B1 and iron, had been weak, underweight, and jittery. You see, ionized yeast helps two ways. It gives you both vitamin B1 and iron. So, if more of these two vital substances is what you need to help you look and feel your old-time happy, peppy self, to do your work with ease, and really enjoy your fun, then get pleasant little ionized yeast tablets right away. Start taking them tonight. Remember the name, ionized yeast tablets. And now, lights out. Everybody.
What's the matter with you, Stu? Can't you go any faster?
Well, I got my foot all the way down, boss. This heroic just can't make no time.
Shut your mouth. The trouble with you is you got an answer for everything.
But, boss...
Tell you to shut up and keep driving. Son of a gun, you talk too much. You get me there late and I'll break your neck.
Well, that old tire blew out.
So what do those guys care if the tire blew out? Hall full of guys waiting to see my moving pictures. And if I don't show up in the moving pictures, they're going to give the dough back and me, I don't get nothing.
I'll get you there, boss.
You bet your life you'll get me there.
Boss,
yeah?
You're going to give me some cash money this time, boss.
Are you talking about money again?
Don't get sore, boss. Don't get sore. But you see, I got to send some money back to my wife in New Orleans. I got it for her. She's feeling mighty poorly, and I thought if I could send her a couple of dollars...
Shut your mouth.
But, boss, you said the next...
Shut your mouth, I said. You don't shut it, and I'll shut it for you.
Well, ain't nothing to get sore about,
boss.
Now
you tell me what to get sore about, huh? Well, listen to me, my friend. You bother me for dough once more, and you know what I'm going to do.
Oh, you wouldn't do that, boss.
Yeah. Maybe I should have done that a long time ago. Wouldn't that sheriff be surprised?
No, don't do it, boss.
Yes, sir, I bet you that sheriff, he wouldn't even bother to put you in
jail.
No. Turn you right over
no,
to that
boss,
mob.
No, boss, don't talk like that. I can't stand talk like that.
Scared you
what
huh?
That mob would do to me. That's what I've always been scared of. I dream about it at night.
Yeah.
I dreamt about it last night. They were chasing me. And then there was noise in my ears, blood in my mouth.
You don't say.
It ain't right, dreams like that. It was you that killed that man, not me, boss. They ain't got a right to blame me.
Shut your mouth. If I turn you in, it's you they'll drag out.
No,
it's your
no.
Neck. Put a rope around.
No,
it's
no, boss.
Neck.
No, don't say it.
All right, then. Shut your mouth and keep doing what I tell you to do.
I'll do it, boss. I'll do it. I'll do anything, boss. Just don't turn me over to that.
All right. Forget it. But remember this. This town I want you to clean out, see? A lot of these oil workers, you know plenty of dough. Well, clean them out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, is right. Me, I'm going to keep those fat heads busy watching my moving pictures, and you get what they got out of their room. Okay, my pal?
Yes, sir. Just don't tell anybody, boss.
Got you good and scared, huh? That's the way I like it when they work for me. Scared. Plenty scared.
take much longer to get those moving pictures started, Mr. Gibson?
Just a minute.
The boy's sure getting impatient out there.
All right. I got to get the film ready, don't I?
Yeah. Hope you ain't going to disappoint the boys, Mr. Gibson.
Huh? Well, what do you mean?
Well, the boys around here ain't had a real show for a long time. And they sure be mighty mad if your movie didn't kind of add up to what they want.
Don't you worry. They're going to get their dough's worth. Well, how about it, Slew?
Yes, sir.
You must make quite a bit of money, don't you, Mr. Gibson? Driving this outfit around from tank town to tank town, giving your little...
No good, me. I'm a poor man. I don't make hardly enough to pay Slew here. Do I, Slew?
Oh, no, sir.
Well, you're certainly making enough tonight. And if the picture's real good, maybe the boys will chip in and... Oh, there they go again.
Hey, what's the matter with those guys out there? All right. Tell them to turn out the lights. I'm ready now.
Oh, that's fine. All right, boys. Our little show's ready to begin. Turn out the lights.
All right, Slew, turn on the machine.
Yes, sir.
Well, I better go up front and enjoy myself. I hope it's good.
You betcha. Slew.
Yes, sir.
Get going.
Yes.
Every man in easy time, see?
Yes.
I want you to get every dollar in cash that's lying around this town. You hear me? Every dollar. If you don't, maybe those dreams you've been having, they're going to come true. Now get going.
Gibson, I must say your little show was quite up to expectations. Yes, sir, quite up to expectations.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody's getting what he wants. Why don't you go back and see the rest of the picture, huh?
Well, as a committee of one, the boys asked me to sort of find out whether after this picture's over, you got something else you can show. You sort of hate to go home yet.
Sure, okay. I'm a good guy.
How's this one about? Something good?
You bet. One of these here boogie pictures.
Huh?
Well, you know, one of those monster pictures. Pretty girls, one of these big movie monsters. You know what I mean.
Hey, that sounds pretty good. Boys will like that.
Sure. Me, I'm a great guy. Like to give the boys what they want. Yes, sir. The longer the boys stay here tonight, the better I like it. Slew, come on in. Well, what'd you get? Come on, let's have it.
Boss, I...
Talk up. What's the matter with you? I got the last reel on. Talk fast. What did you get?
I didn't get nothing.
Say that again.
I tried, boss. I tried. I swear I did.
What are you trying to give me?
I couldn't get nothing.
Okay, a smart guy. What are you trying to do, make jokes? Come on, empty out your pocket.
Boss,
are you going to empty out your pocket?
Boss, I tell you, I ain't got nothing. See, nothing. Nothing at all.
All right, start talking.
I just couldn't get in anywhere.
Yeah? Every guy in town's here watching those pictures. You couldn't get in no place, huh? So what's the angle, smart guy? What are you trying to put over on me?
Boss, I'm telling you, I couldn't get in no place because he was following me.
He? What are you talking about?
The sheriff.
Sheriff?
Yes, sir, after me all the way.
Oh, don't give me that. The sheriff is sitting right out there.
No, sir, he kept watching me, following me. He came up to me and said for me to get the heck off the street, so that's what I did.
Son of a gun, I give him a free ticket.
Oh, you ain't blaming me, are you, boss?
Okay. So that wise guy, he ain't so smart. We stick around overnight. Mm-hmm. We do another show tomorrow. Yeah. And tomorrow I'm going to see to it personally that the sheriff, he's going to be right down in front there watching that picture.
As long as you don't blame me, boss.
Me? No, I don't blame you. Come here, my friend.
Well, what do you want, boss?
Come here.
Hmm?
Look through the hole in the wall and watch the moving pictures.
Well, what picture are you showing, boss?
Why, the one you like so much. The one all about the monster.
No, sir. I can't watch that.
Get over there.
Boss,
go on.
Boss, you're hurting my neck.
And look, enjoy yourself.
Oh, scared to watch that picture. You know that.
Sure. That's just why you're going to watch it.
Oh, no.
Your friend, the monster. Look at him. He's crawling around all over that screen. Sure scares you, don't he?
I can't look.
Open your eyes or I'll break your neck.
You're hurting me.
Okay, you keep your eyes open. That monster, he always scares you, don't he? Just a moving picture and you scared like that. Okay, the end of the picture. Now I'll let you go, my friend. All right, shut the machine off. Go ahead, you ain't scared to do that, are you?
No.
Well, Mr. Gibson, that is a fine show you gave us. Yes, sir.
Okay. Everybody's happy, and me, I'm happy, too.
Yeah. The funny thing, I guess the boys liked that last one, the monster picture, better than they liked the other ones. Now, what do you think of that?
Yeah. Well, Slew here, he don't like it.
Scares him, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I can't exactly blame him. Sure beats all how them Hollywood folks fix up critters like that. Most gosh-awful critter I ever did see. But I guess the boys like being scared. They told me to tell you if you want to give another show tomorrow, they're all for it.
Yeah?
Yep.
Sure, I'll stay overnight.
Oh, that's fine. Fine. Now, if you'd like to, me to find a place for you, I got a couple of rooms.
No, that's all right. Me, I can bunk right here. We can sleep in the truck.
Well, all right. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.
You want me to do something, boss?
What do you think? Go on, disconnect the projector. I'm going to take a look out in the hall, make sure everybody's gone.
Yes.
So, want me to stick around, huh? Yeah. Everybody went home all right? Hey, Slew.
Yes, sir, boss?
Come on out here and help me take the screen down.
Yes, sir.
No way. Shut that projector off first.
What'd you say, boss?
I said shut the projector off. What's the idea of starting to run that film again?
What'd you say, boss?
I said stop running that film.
Film.
Stop it off. Come in there and break your neck. Shut it off. You hear me? Shut it off.
Boss, I ain't running that machine.
What?
The machine ain't running, boss.
Ain't running?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll fix you. Smart guy, huh? I'll fix you. I'll show you to make jokes with me.
Boss, what's the matter? I ain't done nothing.
Tell me you ain't running that projector. I'll break your...
Look for yourself. It ain't running.
Ain't running?
What's the matter, boss?
It is running. It's got to be running.
But it ain't, boss. You can see it ain't. Boss, what's the matter with you? What's the matter?
Look. Look out there.
Where?
Out there on the screen. You see it, too?
That monster from the picture.
But the machine ain't running.
No.
Not even filming.
Boss, what's throwing that picture on the screen? Look.
It's moving. It ain't on the screen, but it's coming off. It's coming down the aisle.
Ladies and gentlemen, when motion picture characters detach themselves from the screen and come down the aisle of the theater, that's an excellent moment for mere mortals like you and me to turn up the lights, get up out of our chairs, and take a deep breath or a drink of water and reassure ourselves that two and two are four. And speaking of such facts, it's a sad fact that today thousands of Americans are short on two vitally needed substances, vitamin B1 and iron. And what frequently happens? Listen.
Do eat your dinner, dear. There's everything you like.
Eat. Oh, gosh, I just don't feel like eating.
Oh, dear, you worry me so. You're getting so thin and on edge. I wish I knew how to help you.
Oh, I'm just worn out. I just don't know what to do.
Listen, perhaps the only help you need is more vitamin B1 and iron. Ironized yeast tablets give you both these vital substances. And remember, when you don't get enough vitamin B1 from your food, you may lose your appetite. May not eat all you need. Or you may not get the full benefit from what you do eat. And when you don't get enough iron out of your food, you may be weak, pale, always tired. If vitamin B1 and iron shortage is what's keeping you that way, take a tip from many who used to suffer from these deficiencies. Start taking ironized yeast tablets at once. See if they don't help you as they've helped so many, many others. See if pretty soon you too aren't saying...
Dinner ready, dear. Let's hurry so we can make the early movie. Sure, I had a big day at the office. But you can't tire me out. Not since I've been taking ironized yeast.
And now back to Lights Out. The thing has come off the screen and Mike's assistant moans in his fright.
Stop it. I tell you, it'll hear you. It'll come back here.
No.
Don't make a sound. I swear it don't. Can't be alive. Yeah, there it is. Shut your face and don't move. Look at it. How can such a thing be? From a moving picture and it's alive.
Over it on its eyes.
Green. Its mouth. Lost teeth.
My eyes don't seem right. Something was on the film being alive. Maybe I'm going nuts.
Look.
It's going out that door. That moon is shining so bright on it. That thing. It's gone. Come on, we gotta get out of here quick. Help me pack up the things.
I can't.
I'm gonna help get out. I'm gonna break your neck. I'll turn you over to the sheriff and the mob.
No, you wouldn't do
that.
Come
on, help me get that projector in the box. Gotta get out of here quick.
Yes.
Yeah, quick. Hey, slow. Did you see what I saw?
It ain't gonna come back. He's a boss. It ain't gonna come back.
How should I know? Don't know nothing, I tell you. Things don't make no sense no more. Come off the screen like it was alive. Crawled out of that door like it was alive, and it ain't nothing but a moving picture. No. Nothing don't make no sense no more. That kind of film, drop it.
Oh, what?
You don't think I want that anymore, do you? That monster film?
No.
All right. Stop it. Gotta get those things on the truck.
Oh, I've never been so scared.
Scared? Who cares what you are? Gotta get the stuff out of here.
Yeah, they go out there.
Back away the truck. We'll get so far away that they're
not... Come on. Everybody. Come on. Quick. What's the matter? Come on, men. Quick.
Hey, slow. Gotta get out of here. They must have seen that monster.
Look, them guys trying to start that truck.
Stop them.
What's the matter with you guys? They ain't done nothing. I ain't done nothing. Keep your hands off of me, see?
Pull them down out of there. The little guy, too.
I ain't done nothing, mister. I ain't done nothing.
Wait a minute, I say. What's the matter with you guys? Mr. Gibson, yeah, he's the guy who gave us the moving picture tonight.
Sure, I ain't done nothing. What's the matter with you guys?
I ain't done nothing.
Shut up, both of you.
Listen, Garvin, that red girl was killed just now, and these two guys are the only strangers in town.
No, I'm an honest man. I ain't done nothing.
Yeah,
Mr. Gorman, he knows that. Go on, tell him, Mr. Gorman.
Gibson's all right. Gave us a good show tonight the way it promised, didn't he?
Yeah, but that won't bring Doc Murdoch's show back.
Oh, no, me. I ain't done nothing. Honestly, I ain't done nothing.
Wait a minute. Take it easy, boys. I'll handle this.
Sheriff, listen. The boys have gone nuts. They think Mr. Gibson
here. Sheriff, I tell you, ain't done nothing. I'm an honest, hard-working
man. All right, hold it. You may not have done anything, but how about that assistant of yours?
Oh, no, sir, boss. I ain't done nothing. I swear I ain't. I swear to you.
Shut up! Aren't you sneaking around the street while the show was going on?
I...
You don't have to say nothing. I saw you myself. Now, take it easy, boys. Give him a chance,
boss. Boss, you tell him where I was. You know I wasn't killing anybody. You tell him where I was.
Well, Mr. Gibson, where was he?
Don't ask me. I don't know where he was or what he was doing.
Boss, tell him. Tell him about that thing. I didn't do it, boss. Tell him.
I'll tell him nothing. I don't know nothing, see? Nothing.
Boss.
Maybe you did do it. How do I know?
No, boss, you know I didn't. You know that thing came off the screen.
I want...
Boss,
Won't get me.
Don't
let him get away.
No, he's heading for the
spot.
After him. Turn them
all. Okay,
Slew. Okay, thank you very much. You run away, they run after you and me. I've got a whole town to clean out all by myself. I don't know what this is all about. That monster coming off the screen and all that stuff, but maybe it's all a lucky break from Mike Gibson. Yeah.
They'll do kill me. I've never done nothing. I always try to be a good man. Always try. Hide in the swamp. They won't get me. Oh, it's so dark. I can't see. What do they want to chase poor Slew for? What for? I gotta get away. Oh, boss, why didn't you tell him that Slew didn't do nothing? Why didn't you help Slew? Slew always done what you asked him to, didn't he? Sure. Slew did everything you asked him. Even when he didn't want to do it. Oh, you should have helped Slew, boy. You should have helped him. Gotta get away. They'll kill me. I ain't done nothing. Nothing. I'm tired. I came staring at me. Rest. find me here. Dark. Oh, I'm scared. Boss, why didn't you tell him what was right about Blue? Why didn't you tell him?
I didn't do it.
Yeah, it was that thing. That thing out of the moving pictures. You know that. Yeah, that thing. I saw it too. Roll right off the screen. Roll right along the aisle. Green. Sort of looking here and there. With awful eyes shining. I saw it. And he saw it. That's it. It killed her. Oh, Lord Almighty, where is it now? Where is it now? Dogs. They got dogs after me. They're still after me. Them dogs are tracking me down. I didn't do it. What are they chasing me for? What are they chasing me for? Walk in the water. The dogs won't find me then. They won't find me then. Mud, water. Oh, they can't find me now. The dogs can't get me now. They can't get me. I ain't never hurt nobody. If I stole it was because he made me do it. The boss, yeah, he made me do it. I had to do what he said. Oh, I've never been strong. You can't kill a man for not being strong. I mean about it. Well, but I won't die like that. No, no, not me. I want to live. I got a right to live. Oh, dog, closer, closer. I gotta get away, got to. Water deeper. I can't swim. Help me, help me. Oh, I can't swim. Oh, listen to me, listen, oh. The monster. The boss will tell you. I can't swim. Water's carrying me. Oh, I can't swim.
It all right. Wise guys run off, and I'm at a cleanup. Those wise guys open their eyes when they come home and find out I clean them out. Yeah. You blasted motor, you keep going. Gotta get out of here. Yeah, a long way out of here by morning. Hey, shooting. I bet you that's the other slough. Yeah. Nice going, Mike. Getting rid of slough and making yourself a nice piece of change. Yeah. Crazy night. Even got me talking to myself. Those funny things I see, that monster crawling off the screen. No, I didn't see it. Nobody saw it. Something I thought I saw. Yeah, just something I thought I saw. Sure, it's only in my head. The thing was on the film. It can't come off the film. You throw it on the screen, there's nothing but the light. Sure, that's it. What I saw was in my head. Oh, you girl. Go ahead, miss. No, I'm going to get me a new truck. Yeah, you bet your life. Brand new truck. The smart guys running off after Slew. They got Slew and I got all that dough out of their banks. Monster. What's the matter with me? Yeah, sure was funny. Yeah, but I saw it crawling down the aisle. Oh, no, I never saw it. Slew, he... Yeah, Slew. Gotta get me a new assistant now. Well, that oughtn't be too hard. Assistants. They take the rap and I take the cash. Hey, what the heck is that? Get out of the way, you. What in the... Blasted headlights, I can't see a thing. Hey, you, get out of the way! Get out of the way! Dog. Big dog running ahead of the truck. Get out of the way, you blasted dog! No. No, dog, it's that thing. The thing out of the moving picture running ahead of me. It can't be. Can't, but it is. Thing out of the film. All right, I'll show you. I'll run it down. Run it down. Crash the truck. Gotta go faster, faster, faster. Gotta kill it. They got her. They'll blame me. Everywhere I go, they'll blame me. Come on, come on, come on. Faster.
way, man. Faster. There. Heard stop. Waiting for me, huh? All right. I'll get you now. It's not it. It's a wall. Brakes. It's a wall. I can't stop. I can't. Ah!
Now, what about next week and imagination?
Well, back in the days of Prohibition, Frank, I knew a gangster. Yes, one of those legendary beer runners. And over these years, I've been literally boiling the memory of this gangster in my imagination. The result, next week we have a story about Al, the professor, Duke, and the girl. And there isn't a machine gun in the lot, and the district attorney doesn't pound his desk. And yes, I promise you a rather amazing half hour next week.
Yes, tune in next Tuesday again for Arch Obler's eerie story, The Archer. And if you need more vitamin B1 and iron, be sure to try ironized yeast, the one and only ironized yeast, with the big letters IY on the package and on each tablet.